it's tough to put it into words, amount of work that we put into our commercial and residential development over the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years, going through the planning and the actual construction and the issues that we had with the highways project and the synergies between the two to finally break ground on our first home. Really an epic day. The sun was shining. The wind wasn't blowing. It couldn't have been a better day for us yesterday. The importance of the story of the Coyote and Tsleil-Waututh culture, and even First Nation culture for that matter, is pretty significant. And, you know, we're looking for shock and awe with this show home. Really put our, you know, really put a statement on that development, and that's exactly what that show home is going to do, and to help carry that in a good way with the Tsleil-Waututh background, I think it is a big part of what we're doing, not only out on IR1, but also the city of Williams Lake in general. You know, I mean, we want to make an impact. We want to show people what we're doing and create jobs and create opportunity for our people and for this region, and, you know, just the whole background. I mean, it made sense to us, and that's why we gave it that name. Further development from here on, you know, I mean, we've really been delaying the start of that project because of what was going on with the highways project and the numerous delays that we've seen due to wildfires. I mean, we're the big one, and other issues that they've had throughout the corridor there. But I mean, we finally broke ground. We have lots that are sold, so there's going to be multiple homes that are going to be getting started up in the next, you know, 2 to 4 weeks in that development. And I mean, it's only going to spitball from there. Working with Titan Construction and in that group, I mean, they're building our show home. They're going to be building a spec home, and then it's hopefully going to spitball from there. Ever since we broke ground, actually, we've been getting inquiries nonstop, so that's a good sign. I mean, once you get up on site, like, I would encourage anybody to go just take a drive up there. You know, take a drive, check out our golf course, check out that new development, and just see how breathtaking the views are. You have a 180-degree view of the whole valley, including the lake, and, I mean, it's pretty spectacular, and you'll really be able to see the beauty in the development and the amount of not only, you know, money that we put in, but the amount of heart and soul that we put into it. We're open for business to everyone, First Nation or non-First Nation or Indigenous or non-Indigenous, however you want to coin the phrase now. But, you know, it's something similar that you'll see in, like, a West Bank or a Tecumloops or Tsleil-Waututh, et cetera. I mean, this is on-reserve development, leasing on First Nation land. I think it's new to this area, but it's not new to the province or new to this country for that matter. And, you know, getting people warmed up to the idea of it and, you know, how successful it can be is the key thing for us. So take a drive and have a look for yourself. Give our CEO, Kirk Tresser, a call, and he'll be able to educate you on any of the particulars that you need to have. Our goal, of course, I mean, we're going to build our new Bannon Administration building in there. We're looking at another cannabis retail store, potentially. Hotel, food service, gas service, those are the big ones for us. Those are what we've been focusing on for sure. But, I mean, we haven't set a date on groundbreaking on any of those. I mean, we're still talking with a number of prospective partners and businesses and working through the design piece of the new Bannon Administration building. So there's going to be a buzz of activity out there in the years to come. And, I mean, that's what gets us excited. I mean, we look at building a tax base for the Williams Lake Indian Band. We look at job opportunities, revenue generation. I mean, those are three huge boxes for us. And I mean, that's how we're growing ourselves as a government, growing ourselves as a community, growing ourselves as a partner in this economy here in Williams Lake.